Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. The names we are called are our identities. Our names have much impart in our lives, but what we'll do with our names matters than the meaning of the names. Today, we are looking at the story of the man named Jabez in the Bible, how he lived a different life in contrast to his name. The topic is fight against it. And our Bible text is from 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10.
And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
Do you agree with what people call you? Or the verdict of people about your life? Life is terrible enough that many people have been marked and tagged with evils. Such is the case of Jabez in the Bible. The mother made a mistake of naming him Jabez because of the travail during his birth. The circumstances surrounding his birth were used to sentence him to the prison of sorrow for life. But Jabez refused to stay longer in it than he became aware of it. Always reject every identity or tag of evil in your life. Don't live by what people call you. If you are named an evil name, better tell God to change it for you or fight against it. God has changed many names in the Bible. Starting from Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah, Jacob to Israel, and Saul to Paul. From our Bible text, the Bible talked about a man named Jabez. Though the short record and account of his life showed two contrasting things. He lived a different life from what he was named. Meaning he didn't submit to his human-given identity. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9 says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, meaning sorrow. Though Jabez was named sorrow, but right from the time he grew up to know the meaning of the name, he started fighting against it. He struggled through life and made it against what he was named because the Bible says he was more honorable than his brethren. This suggests that he was an important and a rich person. According to Jewish sources, he was a renowned doctor of the law whose fame attracted so many scribes to him that a town was named after him in 1 Chronicles 2 verse 55. Despite calling him Sorrow, he refused to consent to the meaning of his name as he rose in life to become an important person. Jabez would have been living a sorrowful life at home, but he chose to live a happy life. How did Jabez manage to do this? He didn't submit to his so-called sorrowful destiny. He was also prayerful. And he watches out well to prevent any occurrence of evil around him. Verse 10 alluded to his prayerful personality, his strive to become blessed, and his vigilance to prevent further occurrence of evil in his life. Verse 10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. The phrase, that it may not grieve me, which could also be translated more literally as, that I may have no more sorrow, shows that this man foresaw an impending evil, likely a war coming to his people, and he prayed, asking God to keep him from the impending evil. The short account of the life of Jabez shows us today that he was not a man that settles for anything. He was aggressive against what he has been named. He didn't admit any more sorrow into his life, and that helped him to be more honorable than his brethren. When Jabez saw sorrow coming, he ran to God saying, God, I know I have been named sorrow, but I reject this. Please save me from this impending sorrow, I don't want it. Instead, bless and enlarge my coast. He did that with a vow. Do you easily submit to what people call you today? Many people have been drawn into a crippled life through their names or their nicknames. What are people calling you today, and what impact has it had on your life? It's not totally about the name, but what you submit to. Jabez did not submit to a life of sorrow. Each time he sees sorrow coming, he runs to God. Also, talk to God about whatever you don't want in your life today. Jabez lived a better and happier life than many people that have good names because his vigilance and prayerfulness helped him. Don't allow evil to encroach your life. Fight against it today, irrespective of what people say about you. Irrespective of your family background or the name you are called. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything." If you can stand against that evil name today, your life will be better. You don't have worry about it, but with prayer fight against it. Many people will tell you can't make it in life. Some will say the highest you can go in your family is secondary school because it have been a trend in the family. But I tell you today, you can fight against it and be different. Every day, records are being broken. You also can break old record about your life, personal record, long time record in your family, your nation, and even the world record. But it's only possible for those who are aggressive and can fight like Jabez. It took Jabez a fighting spirit and prayers to turn his sorrows around. Turn every evil in your life and those around you around today. You can be known for something better if you will refuse to submit to people's verdict about you. It's not only what they call you that matters, it's what you do about it. Many have good names today but live in contrast to their names. Take the right steps today and turn every negative things in your life for good today by prayer and corrective actions. As you go today, may the Lord change your story and turns your situation around in Jesus' name. Whatever evil identity or name that has been placed on you, God will change them today. I declare sweetness, favor, and success into your life. Everything shall begin to work out for your good. Today, you are blessed, protected by God, and elevated in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Ezekiel chapter 22 and chapter 23. And for the evening, James chapter 2. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a nice day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.